Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today we are at the Dallas County Health Department being joined by the community health educator, Natalie Peters. And Natalie, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. As we're here in the month of October, and the big thing right now is flu and COVID vaccines, so we'll just jump right into it. What are the recommendations for the flu vaccines this year?
So all individuals ages 6 months and older should receive their flu vaccine this year. Adults 65 and older are encouraged to get a high-dose vaccine if available. And the best time to get your flu shot for full coverage throughout flu season is by the end of October. And flu season usually occurs from October to March.
Awesome. And what about the recommendations then for the COVID vaccines?
So similar to the flu vaccine, all individuals ages 6 months and older should receive their updated COVID-19 vaccine. The best time to receive your COVID-19 booster is in the fall. So if you haven't already received yours, try to get vaccinated by the end of this month for the most effective protection.
Awesome. And talk about who qualifies for the COVID vaccines.
Many people are understandably confused about if they can receive a COVID-19 vaccine this year. The CDC recommends vaccination based on something called shared clinical decision making. So this is just a fancy term for meaning that you would first discuss vaccination with your healthcare provider, whether that's your primary care provider or a pharmacist who's giving you a vaccine or another licensed healthcare provider. In the same way that you have always discussed vaccines with your provider. So you can just expect that your experience in getting the COVID-19 vaccine will be the same that it always has been. Most health insurance companies have agreed to still cover the COVID-19 vaccine, but if you have any questions about vaccine coverage, you should go ahead and reach out to your health insurance provider directly.
Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. Natalie, now talk about where are the recommendations for the RSV vaccines this year?
So individuals who are pregnant or are 75 years and older or 50 years and older and at an increased risk of severe illness should receive the RSV vaccine. You only need to receive this vaccine once and not on a yearly basis like you do with the flu and COVID shots.
Awesome. And then talk about what are the benefits of getting these respiratory illnesses vaccines?
So when you get vaccinated, you're telling your immune system how to fight off viruses so that if you become infected later on, you're exposed to those germs later on, your immune system has an easier time keeping you healthy and just doing all that work without you even noticing. Because viruses change slightly as they kind of move through all the people in the population, those seasonal vaccines like flu and COVID shots just help remind your immune system how to fight off those viruses. And this can help you to avoid feeling sick to begin with, which is ideal. Even if you do end up getting sick, the work that your immune system already did when it received the vaccines will help you avoid that severe form of the illness. It'll help you avoid a visit to the hospital due to those illnesses, and most importantly, prevent death from those illnesses. This means that when you get vaccinated against these respiratory illnesses, you are giving yourself your best chance at staying healthy and feeling well this year. So no one wants to deal with a respiratory illness, especially with all the, you know, other things you could be doing, like spending time with your friends and family around the holidays, traveling, or just enjoying your favorite hobbies. And then finally, a bonus benefit of getting vaccinated is that you're much less likely to pass your germs on to others. So this helps keep our communities healthy, and it also protects the most vulnerable people like babies, the elderly, and the immunocompromised.
Awesome. And talk about which vaccines do the Dallas County Health Department offer?
Yeah, so our department offers vaccines at our immunization clinics that happen every 2 weeks. So we are providers of the vaccine for children, our VFC program, and then also the vaccine for adults or VFA program. Through these two programs, we offer routine vaccines for eligible populations. This also includes the flu vaccine, which is available to the general public as well. We can either bill it to Blue Cross Blue Shield insurance plans, or you can go ahead and just pay out of pocket for $30 if you'd like to get your vaccine here. We do not currently have the COVID-19 vaccine, but we will soon. The COVID vaccine will only be available to the VFC and VFA programs and not the general public, so just be aware that. We also do not have the RSV vaccine. So if you're interested in getting that, please go ahead and contact a local clinic or pharmacy. And then just for any questions or to make an appointment at one of our upcoming immunization clinics, please call our office. And our number is 515-993-3750.
Awesome. And to round out here, Natalie, where can people find reliable information about the vaccine recommendations and other health topics?
Yeah, the best place to go for vaccine and other health information is your healthcare team. So your primary care provider or another provider that you see depending on your health needs will be able to give you recommendations based on your unique health status and history. And they can also answer your questions with their medical expertise. You know, they're the ones that went through medical school. So listen to them. If you're looking online for information, it's best to go to reputable websites. So looking for websites that end with .gov, .org, or .edu, they tend to have the most accurate information that's science-based. So examples would include cdc.gov, mayoclinic.org, and then the Yale School of Public Health website is ysph.yale.edu.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with the community health educator, Natalie Peters, at the Dallas County Health Department, talking about the recommendations for all the respiratory illness vaccines. And Natalie, thank you so much for running through everything and all important stuff. And we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you so much.
You're absolutely welcome. Again, our Dallas County Let's Talk program always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.